Okay. So far, so good. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter, Enduring the Heat, right along with you, playing Everett's Greatest Hits so that you can hum along with them. We're not going to sing. Too much effort, I tell you. Hey, as hot as it is around the Puget Sound area, I've got a buddy down in Portland, Brian McMillan. He is from here. He grew up and graduated from Montlake Terrace High School. I believe they're the Fighting Convergence Zones. But anyway, he is a weather guy for Fox 12 down there. And through the modern miracle of technology, we've got him with us this morning here at KRKO. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, I tell you, you know, here we had some record temperatures over the weekend, and Portland has to one-up us.
You know what? We like to do that down here. I know you guys think of us... I know you think of us as your little brother, but sometimes we gotta do our own thing here and go over the top.
Well, I know it was hot enough in Seattle to actually sterilize the Space Needle, but
that's saying something.
But how hot was it down in Portland?
The hottest temperature ever recorded prior to this weekend down here in Portland was 107 degrees. And those weather records go back to 1940, and they've been taken at the same spot at Portland Airport since then. We've only hit 107 degrees twice. Saturday, we broke that record. We made it to 108. It was actually a little bit warmer than expected. And then on Sunday, temperatures made it over 110 degrees.
Oh, my God.
So it's just in a historic event here that we've been seeing over the weekend. Not done with it today either.
Well, I understand that it was so hot in Portland yesterday that at the soccer stadium, several of the timbers started smoldering.
I see what you did there.
It's a long way to go.
You know, funny story real quick here about the timbers, by the way, because on Saturday night, they were supposed to be playing at 7:30, but even at 7:30 this time of year, a lot of the stands and even part of the field was going to still be under the sunlight,
oh.
So they actually had to push the game back to 8 o'clock and then eventually to 8:30 to make sure that nobody was going to, you know, just combust into flames there up in the stands. But they ended up being able to play the game, but it's still, even with the sun down, around 95 to 100 degrees there through most of the match.
That's crazy. So around here, the Everett Fire Department took a fire truck over to Walter Hall Park yesterday and hosed down the crowd, and they just loved it. Are they doing anything like that down there?
You know, I haven't seen anything like that. I know we have a lot of cooling centers open, and, you know, I just drove around the neighborhood because I wanted to go pick up some ice cream for the family, and there is nobody out and about right now. Everybody's kind of hunkering down. We have cooling centers set up at the convention center, and a bunch of cities around here have cooling centers set up in libraries, things like that, for people to kind of catch a break from the heat. I know I've lived in the Northwest my whole life, and we just can't handle this here. I know this is a historic weekend for us.
Okay, so it's been hot for a couple of days. Later today, what temperature are you thinking Portland might hit?
You know, we're going with between 110 and 115 degrees right now. I believe our current forecast has us at about 114 degrees. So, you know, when you talk about prior to this weekend, the hottest temperature being 107, and that was back in 1981, that's absolutely remarkable to shatter that by 7 more degrees. Unbelievable. I never thought I would see that in my lifetime here in Portland.
Well, okay, here's to a big chill down tomorrow, and stay cool, my friend, okay?
Yeah, chilly weather tomorrow's going to be 95, so we'll enjoy that.
I'm going to go get my sweater right now. Appreciate it, Brian. Take care.
Thanks, Tim.
He's dysfunctional in a fun kind of way. Tim Hunter on KRKO.